Movement Labs goes bankrupt. After 141 Monter's raise and near-zero revenue, Movement Labs, the team behind a Move-based blockchain network, has collapsed into bankruptcy despite raising roughly $141 million, according to a July 22, 2026 report from Wu Blockchain citing DeFi Llama data. The project generated near-zero revenue across its life, and the distance between capital raised and income earned is now one of the starkest examples of the current funding overhang in crypto infrastructure. The report frames the failure in blunt terms: $141 million in, almost nothing out, and no path to solvency. For a sector that spent the last cycle rewarding technical ambition over commercial traction, it is a hard data point to argue with. Money raised was never the constraint. Movement raised a large war chest on the promise of bringing the Move programming language, first developed inside Facebook's Diem project and later carried forward by Aptos and Sui, to a broader base of developers. On paper, the pitch was sound. Move is designed to make asset handling code safer, and a network that made it accessible to Ethereum-aligned builders had a plausible audience. Capital was not the problem. With $141 million on hand, the team had years of runway at any reasonable burn rate. The problem was the second half of the equation. A blockchain earns through fees paid by real users transacting on it. And by DeFi Llama's accounting, those fees barely registered. A network can raise nine figures and still fail if almost no one pays to use it. This is the pattern worth watching. Fundraising announcements are treated as milestones, but they measure investor conviction, not product demand. The two can diverge for a long time before the gap closes, and it usually closes the hard way. Revenue told the real story. DeFi Llama tracks protocol fees and revenue directly from on-chain activity, which makes it difficult to dress up. When a network's revenue line sits at or near zero for an extended stretch, there is no adoption narrative that survives contact with the data. Users were not paying to transact, which means the network was not doing the one thing a blockchain has to do to justify its existence. Compare that to the runway math. Even a conservative operation running a token launch, an incentive program, ecosystem grants, and a full engineering team will spend tens of millions over a couple of years. Without offsetting revenue, the raise is not a foundation, it is a countdown. Movement reached the end of that countdown. The collapse also lands during a stretch where the market has grown less forgiving of projects that raised big and shipped thin. The Movement wind down follows a broader repricing of infrastructure bets that promised network effects and delivered spreadsheets, signal for token holders and treasuries. The immediate lesson is for anyone holding a token tied to an early stage network or parking funds in one. Insolvency at the entity level tends to freeze or impair everything downstream, and holders usually sit at the back of the line. This is the same counterparty risk that has burned users of custodial platforms before, from centralized lenders to failed exchanges. When the operating company runs out of money, the assets it controlled or backstopped rarely emerge whole. It is a reminder that the safest posture with volatile crypto assets is to hold them somewhere you control. Spending from a wallet you own through self-custody options keeps your balance outside the balance sheet of any single company that could fail. The distinction matters most precisely when a well-funded project turns out to be insolvent overnight. For treasuries and funds, the takeaway is narrower and older than crypto. Diligence on a network should weigh usage and revenue, not just the size and pedigree of its backers. A $141 million raise led by respected investors did not prevent this outcome because the raise was never evidence of demand.